Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Broadcasting on 92.9, 680 AM and online at 92.9ESPN.com. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
How I touch green, no love scene, so graphic, I gotta cut scenes. Yeah, I'll go through it if I can't walk around it. True, cause I do it before I talk about it. Whole aura, cold water, blow torture, black diamonds, blue dreams, gold Porsche. I'm always on go, all the lights green. General official, that's what the stripes mean. You'll get wiped clean, like a countertop. How I'm working the beat, I'm like a housing cop. How they thirst in the streets, just like they out of rock. No publicity stunts before the album.
All right, we're back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. As promised, his name is Jeremiah Martin. You guys have gotten to know him well. Senior point guard over at the University of Memphis, wrapped up his career as the 10th leading scorer all time over at Memphis, turned himself into a legend. He joins us now. First off, Jeremiah, man, thank you for the time, brother.
It was good. No problem. Anytime.
Tell me this, Jeremiah. You've had a little bit of time to reflect. This is typically one of the I'm stealing one from John Martin here, one of the questions he asked that I really like. You've had a little bit of time to reflect now, not just on the year, but your entire career at Memphis. What's been the best part? The best part of all this for you?
I really feel like just me getting better every year. Mm-hmm. That's probably just been the best thing that I really could take out, just getting better every year.
How hard was it, though, to stick it through, mm-hmm. and to do that and to commit yourself to the program and to your craft? You know, I mean, with everything that was changing, every year there was something else. There was a coaching change. Yeah. There were transfers. I mean, a lot of guys in your situation would have been gone by now. So how right. difficult was it for you to, you know, to dedicate yourself and to stick it through, man?
It was great. I just knew it was going to be, you know, it's a when you're in a program, like, it's ups and downs. Like, I look back to even when I was in Mitchell, my our first couple years, it was just ups and downs. We didn't win. And, you know, I just feel like when you kind of just stick things out and you give people opportunity, you know, it'll work out in your favor.
Jeremiah, you finished 10th in school history in points. We mentioned that. You're 5th in steals, 5th in free throws made, 10th in assists, and 9th in three-pointers made. Of all those numbers, is there one of them you're most proud of? And if there is, why?
Probably I'm kind of proud of like all of my accomplishments, but you know, to be 10th in scoring, you know, it's a lot of scores come, you know, people come to school just to score, you know what I mean? But for me to finish 10th in scoring is big, one, because I didn't initially come into Memphis thinking I was a scorer right. off rip. That's why you could look and see like my first year or two, my scoring wasn't up there because I really wasn't into it. I went in tune with scoring, yep. but as far as steals and assists, I kind of prided myself on that my first couple of years. But just me being 10th in scoring is great.
No question. That was somewhere I'm going. You scored 79 points your freshman season, and I'm thinking there on your signing day at Mitchell, if I had told you then, man, by the time you get to your, you know, some point in your career in the University of Memphis, you're going to average 30 for an entire month there. You're going to average 30 points. If I had told that Jeremiah Martin back then, that senior at Mitchell, would you have believed me?
I don't know. It all depends on the level, but I feel like since I got better, I really put myself in a good position to be able to do that. But as far as like, you know, and Mitchell, think coming into college, I kind of knew college was hard. It probably would be, you know, an honest opinion. I probably wouldn't think I'd be able to do it.
How would you describe playing for Penny? Obviously, it, for a lot of people, they felt like it was a sort of a storybook ending for one of the greatest point guards in the history of Memphis basketball to get the job and for you to play your final season at Memphis under him. What was playing for him like? What did it mean to you?
It was great, honestly. Like, I talked to him. I've been talking to him a lot, way more lately, like, you know, since I'm becoming, you know, to be a professional. But, like, it's just been great playing with him. When I always told him, like, I just appreciate him coming back, not knowing that he probably didn't know he was going to be here my senior year. And I just really tell him I appreciate, you know, him coming back and kind of like, you know, putting the city back on the map. And it was great for me to have in my senior year because I got a feel of what Memphis basketball really feels like. And I just told him that a lot. Like, I just appreciate him come saving me my senior year.
I want to follow up on that point you just made, Jeremiah, because when you committed, it just came at an inconvenient time for the program. You know, there was a lot of unrest sort of in the fan base. Interest was kind of waning, and it was like that for your first 3 years. And then you get to your senior year, and it feels like everything is different. Everything is – so how crazy was that, just sort of what the program was your first 3 years compared to what it was your senior year?
I mean, it was kind of like my first year when I got there, like, I really wasn't basically, like, into, like, the college basketball all the way like that, like my senior year. But then when I kind of, like, started just looking into it and just doing my research, I seen, like, a lot of people were leaving the program. Like, that's when it kind of, like, started that train of people just transferring. Mm-hmm. So then every year, it just seemed like we couldn't do nothing. Couldn't do nothing good. Like, it seemed like the program just was down. But then, like, even in the stands, we had people in there, but it wasn't nowhere near compared to, like, the atmosphere we had this year. So I just feel like, you know, I knew we had great fans, but I feel like this year the fans were just awesome all season. Like, they were just supportive of us even when we had took bad losses or we had great wins. So it just was great, and I knew, like, the way Coach Hardaway is, got like the foundation set at our for our new team, and the new program is going to just be going up even more each year.
Yeah, talking to Tiger, Jeremiah Martin, Tiger's legend now, future professional. Can we talk about the development of the Jeremiah Martin step back jumper and how many dudes you caught with that this season? I think you had a bunch of them. You've got a video out right now, and anybody hadn't seen them on your Twitter line. Anybody you can remember off the top of your head that you got best? You got that guard from Wichita State pretty good. You caught Cumberland with it. How about the Jeremiah Martin step back? You caught a lot of folks with it.
It's just a move I like to use, you know, if someone tried to, like stop my first move. So, like Coach Penny always tell us, like, you got to have a counter move to every move that you have. So it's just a move I just kind of like using, and it kind of, like, gave me separation where I can get my shot off better.
How tough is it to play point guard at Memphis, Jeremiah? We saw Joe go through it for 4 years and sort of the up and downs. And you know how it is, Jeremiah. One day everybody's with you. The next day you play a little off. They're criticizing you. How tough is it mentally to stay in there? You were a guy that didn't tweet all season. You got off social media. Is that part of dealing with it? How did you get through it?
Yeah, I basically just distanced myself with, like, the social media stuff. Because it really can take a toll on you, for real. Like, but, I mean, playing here in Memphis, it's tough. But I feel like it's tough being a lead guard anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to have all the weight going to either come on your shoulders or the head coach shoulders.
Right.
And that's one thing me and Coach Penny was talking about a lot this season. Like, either way to go, anything good, anything bad going to always be on me or you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing, like, I just took it personal. Like, he told me take everything personal. You know, we got the city depending on us. So that's one thing I just took personal. I always thought about the city whenever I did something because I wanted to make the fans and my family proud because you know, that's what we ultimately doing it for. We got that painting on our wall at our on our practice gym, the city's team. So that's one thing we kind of just, you know. One thing I did it for.
See, watching you do that and sort of get away from all that mess and the negativity that can be there on social media, I just wondered if that's advice you would give to younger guys too, to, you know, because it can be so tough and there can be so much out there, and some guys go looking for it, and that can really get in your head.
Yeah, that's definitely tough. Like, I always tell the guys that, if anybody listening that, you know, that needs some advice, yeah, just kind of you gotta distance yourself away from it, you know, especially if you want to be successful. And you want to be kind of like, you know, have a clear mind and a thought. I feel like if you need criticism or need to find out how you're playing or need to know if you do good, you need to ask either the coach or the person that mentors you. Mm-hmm. I really don't feel like you need to listen to hear it from other people that you really don't know, because they might say something you want to hear and they may say something you don't want to hear.
We are, of course, talking to Jeremiah Martin, a Tiger great. When you hear that, I mean, to consider that, you know, as a freshman you came in, you didn't even play that much. You know, you were going to a totally different school. To now know that your name is used in the same sentence as Tiger great.
No doubt.
I mean, what does that mean to you?
It's just great. You know, it's just, you know, testimony of just hard work and dedication, for real. Like, I mean, I just feel like I put in a lot of work, and I just kind of, like, just stay focused throughout my whole career here. And I wanted to be, you know, named as, you know, one of the good guys, great guys that came out of the university, and especially being home from Memphis, being around a lot of guys like Coach Dwight, Coach Matlock. You know, I'm around Coach Penny. You know, I know a lot of guys that's from Memphis, and, you know, they talk highly on them, and they was from Memphis. So I just wanted to be like one of those guys that's from the city and did great.
You've been invited into the Portsmouth Invitational. It's for top seniors in the country. You get a chance to kind of put on and show NBA folks what you've got, what you're planning to do over there. It's next week.
Just put in work, you know, just show what I could do. Just trusting my process that I've been doing all since I've been in college. And, you know, just putting in work, you know, just being myself, not trying to do something that I know I can't do.
Mm-hmm.
I can only do the things that I know I can do. And, you know, just try to get invited to the NBA Combine from there.
Yep.
Jeremiah, have you hired an agent yet?
Yeah, I hired an agent.
Who do you have?
His name, Adam Goldz and Daniel Curtin.
Gotcha. What was the agent selection process like for you? And did you ever think that you would be hiring an agent one day?
You're doing the interviews.
I hear you.
Well, so what was that sort of process like for you in picking the agent?
It was tough because I had a lot of guys hitting my phone, like a lot. And then like when I was getting ready to choose an agent, someone else hit me, and so then, like, it's like every day guys still been hitting me up.
Mm.
But I kind of just cut my list down for real and went on and kind of just chose who I wanted to choose. I felt comfortable with me and Coach Phillips. Went through a long list of guys, had meetings, a lot of conference calls. So we kind of just, you know, eliminated all that because that started to be like a distraction as well, because I'm trying to, like, just get focused for this Portsmouth Invitational tournament that I'm going to be in. So we had went on and just chose an agent, and that best fit me, and that's who I feel comfortable with.
Dig that. When you look, you know, when you look ahead for the future of the Memphis basketball program, I mean, you obviously played there with the young guards, Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax, and you know what they're bringing in. I mean, how good of hands is that program in now, sort of, with what they have and what they have coming in?
It's great because what they have right now, it's some guys that, you know, been there, so played in so far. You know, my little brothers, I know they battle tested. So it kind of, with them being there, still make me feel like I'm, even though I'm still a part of the program, still make me feel like I'm a part of their team because I know they're going to hit me up and, you know, whenever they need advice, and I'll be able to talk to them 24/7 about what I see. And then with the guys coming in, you know, the sky's the limit. We got the number one recruit coming in. We got DJ. We got Damian coming in, so we'll Malcolm coming in. So I feel like the sky's the limit next year. I just know it's gonna get better even after next year.
Hey, what's harder, Jeremiah? Being a dad, I'm sure learning that's hard. It's rewarding, but it's hard. Or going from 397th rate prospect, you know, in the year that you came out to program legend. Which one's harder?
They're both hard, but I feel like, I mean, with me being a dad, it's great.
Yeah, man.
I have a lot of help. I have a lot of help, you know, with that. But, like, you know, just being a 397 prospect, that's unheard of for real. Like, just you got to just have faith for real. You just got to keep having faith and not thinking negative.
Yep,
it's certainly a testimony of hard work and dedication. It's a great story, no doubt about it. Jeremiah, we appreciate the time as always, man. Thank you.
You know, everybody in Memphis is proud and pulling for you, brother.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. You know, I really love this city, and, you know, the love is here from me, and I just appreciate everybody that was, you know, that believed in me. I appreciate the people that didn't believe in me, too, because the ones that didn't believe in me made me, you know, go harder and want to prove them wrong.
Yep.
So it's all love for me.
Yeah.
And one of the best stories we've seen,
and
Jeremiah.
You certainly proved them wrong, no question about it. Jeremiah, appreciate
it, man.
Thank you
for this,
brother. Best of luck.
No problem. Thank you.
Yep. He is Jeremiah Martin, Memphis Tiger great, as he is getting ready, of course, to prepare for the NBA draft in Portsmouth and hopefully secure that invitation to the NBA Combine. And that's how this thing starts, right? I mean, that's the process that you got to go through, and it starts, obviously, next week with a good showing there.
6'3", can get his shot off now against just about anybody, can play some defense for you, and the thing he's going to have to show is that he can consistently knock down the three-pointer. He does all those things. The invites are coming.
They are.
To the combine, to the workouts. He'll get his chance. There's no question about it. I bet you we see Jeremiah Martin on a summer league team.
Yeah.
I bet you that.
I agree with you, especially defensively. You know, like
buddy. Especially when you tell him that's your job.
Yeah, I agree with you. It'll be interesting to see his career from here, no question about it. Lots more to come here on the show. Jerry Stackhouse is going to join us at 12:25. Also, I've got some Memphis basketball recruiting news that we have to get to as well. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.